Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about crypto is a scam. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, right now everybody is going crazy with Bitcoin and all that shit, even though Bitcoin is bullshit. Yes, the government made Bitcoin and all crypto is just another way to control the masses. Yes, you think the government wants you to have your own money, to have power in that? No, they want to keep on printing and keep on following this stupid ass grift. Yes, all this is usury and I hate usury. Yes, it's fucking just gives people fucking money so they could do more bullshit. Look at BlackRock. They don't even own that money and they're using your money to do this stupid ass bullshit. But yes, friends, I have a clip of a retard saying that Bitcoin is the future and then you're not supposed to waste it. Even though you have money, that kind of shit so you can make money. But how the hell can you make money if all you do is hold it? Yeah, stop being a hodler. Diamond hands! So gay. Yeah, if it doesn't make you money, it's worthless. Just saying. Yes, without further ado, here's the dumpster fire. Yes, it's a dumb bitch and a fucking Jew. Yeah, I don't know if the guy's a Jew, but he might as well be, right? let's see what this fucking abortion is.
Is there a price at which you would consider selling some of the Bitcoin, pulling out? So, I mean, because you can do something with New York City. You can live in New York City. You can have a business in New York City.
Yes, friends. In other words, if you don't hold it with your own two hands, it's not yours. Yeah, that digital bullshit coin ain't fucking worth shit. Yeah, it's just so you could exchange fucking from one hand to another. Than that, it's worthless. Just saying.
You know, what do you do with the Bitcoin besides it just gather value?
Well, the real estate developers in New York City, they're not buying the real estate because they want to live in it. They're buying the real estate because they expect
that it's going to become more desirable. Well, because they want to sell it eventually, Michael. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, what's the point of holding something and you can't use it? Yeah, you sit in a mountain of fucking money and just sitting there because they want you to hodl that. Yeah, it's just fucking another way for the government to fucking offset their inflation. It's bullshit. Yeah, the CIA created that shit. Not that long ago, I put that little fucking thing talking about the CIA shit, but, you know, of course I'm fucking stupid because I'm a stupid wetback and I don't know shit because I like fucking eating tacos, apparently. Yeah, I did have some fucking lengua tacos. If you know what lengua is, it's tongue. Cow tongue. Yum, yum, yum. If you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, damn, that sucks to be you. Well, anyways, let's continue.
The people who are, yes, sure, some people pass it on to their children, but like most of the people who are buying assets at some point want to sell the assets at a profit.
Yes, friends, if this stupid dishwasher could get this thing right, why can't this fucking dumb jackass not get it right? I tell you why. Because he has a vested interest in this shit. Yes, he wants you to invest in Bitcoin. So like that when it's higher and higher, he sells his bag. And you get to be holding the bag. Yay! Don't put money on fucking crypto. None of it. Get rid of it. It's all trash. Yes, it's a big old fucking bomb and it's gonna blow up. And they want the little guy to hold that shit. So they run away with all the cash and prizes. And you're right there crying going, and guess who's the one that commits suicide? You! So don't do it. Just a word of advice, but let's continue.
So let me
say it a different way.
Okay.
People that use fiat currency as a store of value, there's a name for them. We call them poor.
Yes, friend, don't have dollars. Have gold. That's what the money is. Not this bullshit. Just saying.
Okay. Anybody that's rich in the world, they own property. They own large swathes of land. The royal family of...
This fucking ass clown is trying to say that Bitcoin is just like owning property. What the fuck? Something in cyberspace. Ooh. What the fuck, man? It's like that fucking cartoon reboot. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. No, we don't live in no fucking cyberspace fucking make-believe bullshit, man. You guys are fucking lying. Stop fucking lying. I know you're trying to steal my money. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. Yeah, when more people notice that they're getting their ass fucking grifted, they're gonna get pissed off. And then don't expect they don't fucking come after you with pitchforks. Yeah, enjoy getting lynched. Haha, enjoy.
England, it didn't sell all of its property in central London in order to buy, currency or paper money. Nor did the...
Guess what, jackass? Most people are not related to royalty except me. I'm related to the Spanish royal family. That's because I'm high class. Not my fault. It is what it is.
Royal family of Japan, nor did the royal family in the Middle East. In fact, they want to own the property forever. I want you to imagine Bitcoin is, it's a city in cyberspace that's 276 blocks wide.
Yes, this son of a bitch is comparing Bitcoin to a city. And just like any other major city, when shit hits the fan, it becomes a death trap. Yeah, you want to be stuck in Los Angeles or New York when fucking shit fucking hits the fan? Yeah, we got all these immigrants in there. And when the money runs out and these guys run amok, what are you going to do? Goddamn shit. Yeah, Bitcoin is just a death trap. It's going to take your money. That's what the government wants to do. They want to leave you poor and broken so you'll eat the bugs and be happy. But are you going to be happy? I doubt that, friend. But let's see what other bullshit this cocksucker has to say, right?
276 blocks high, 276 blocks deep.
Deep. Yeah, right. This motherfucker is trying to penetrate you deep just so you could fucking lose all your money. Fucking worthless ass piece of shit. I hate liars, man. Fuck.
About 21 million blocks. Now imagine all 8 billion people in the world want to live there one day. They want to put their capital there.
Yes, friends, these people think that you're stupid, that they don't know any better. You go to this fucking place thinking that there's fucking cash and prizes, but no, they're just gonna steal your money. And all it is a rug pull, so enjoy.
There's $900 trillion of wealth in the world. As people migrate from every other form of property and they've assets into cyberspace, you're going to see the Bitcoin network go from a $1 trillion network to a 10x that to a 100x that. And there really is nowhere else to go. It is the apex property of the human race.
Yes, these motherfuckers keep on saying that AI, Bitcoin, crypto, all this shit's the future. I say it's a fucking grift. Yeah, AI is not going to save fucking humanity. It's not going to enslave them. All it is a language model. Yeah. What the fuck is that gonna do? It has all these delusional fucking schizophrenic fucking episodes. That's why you can't use it fucking for anything else. Yeah, you could use it for fucking as a AI girlfriend because it's psychotic like a real one. But at least it's in fucking cyberspace so that bitch can't fucking hurt you. Not like a real woman, right? So yeah, these people are just selling people fantasies. These guys are a bunch of fucking assholes. They make people do all this stupid shit thinking that it's gonna work, but it doesn't. Yeah, these motherfuckers just wanna fuck you in the ass and they think you're stupid. Goddamn notifications get me when I'm in mid-rant. Fuck you, you bastards. Yeah, back to what I was saying. Yeah, these people think that you're stupid. You're gonna fall for their fucking shit. Yeah. Fucking Bitcoin is not gonna save the world. If you want something to save your money, put it in gold and silver. Yes, that shit you could hold in your hands, but you're better off holding silver because the US government, at least, back in the day, they stole everybody's gold and gave people bullshit. So, yeah, they might do that again. So, yeah, friends, hold silver. Hold some gold, but mainly silver. And, or better, yeah, have some guns, some medical supplies, or something you can use in the future. Because I think we're going to be more like Mad Max times, but who knows? Let's see what happens, right? Yes, friends, the world is getting harder and harder, but don't worry, friends. You just got to level up and ride the wave. Yes, there's going to be all kinds of things. All these governments are going to start imposing their stupid laws upon us, and what can we do? Nothing but endure. But that's all you got to do is endure, friends. Become stronger. So like that, when shit does hit the fan, more than it does now, we could fight these bastards, and then we could get what we need to get to make the world a better place. Oh yes, friends. Sooner or later, this thing is going to fall apart, and you just need to be strong so you could take advantage of it. So be strong, friends, and I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Whether it's used to harden Machoke's fists or as a toothpick by a Tyranitar, the life of a Geodude is harsh and perilous. Every day, Geodude trains relentlessly, challenging its own kind to grow tougher. In this brutal struggle for endurance, some even fight to the death. Those who fail to harden enough simply cannot survive the dangers of this world. When a Geodude becomes resilient enough, it evolves into Graveler, now capable of withstanding Machoke's mighty punches its training continues, driven by a single purpose, to protect and avenge its fallen kin. At the sight of yet another Geodude in danger, the spark of evolution ignites within Graveler. In a surge of fury, it transforms into Golem. The ground trembles beneath its rage as it calls out, a warning to the predator. Then, with unstoppable force, Golem hurls itself forward, crashing into the enemy Onyx like a living wrecking ball. A roar echoes through the mountains, a warning to all. No one who dares disturb the peace of its kin will go unpunished.